Well, Matt Fair is on his way. My name is Alice Oakey. I'm the librarian for the... Right, like this? Okay, thank you. I'm the supervising librarian for the Meadow Ridge Library, and I'm here to welcome you to our new expanded space, neighborhood center, and library. We're here tonight to celebrate the completion of our construction. And has anybody ever seen a space more beautiful than this? So, it's an extremely special night for all of us. We've waited for this. We've worked on this for 2.5 years, and we're very, very happy with how it turned out. But it's an especially important night for me because my boss, the library director, is out of town. He's not going to be here tonight, so I can say or do just whatever I want. But he's at the American Library Association convention in San Francisco. And if your ears are itching later on, it's because he's talking about us. We've changed how... Oh, you missed the joke then.
We heard it up front.
Okay. So anyway, my boss is out of town. He's at the American Library Association convention in San Francisco. He can't be here this evening. So, like I say, if your ears are itching, it's because he's talking about us. We're changing how libraries work. We're changing how neighborhoods work. And so we're extremely proud of our work. Excuse me. I swear this is the last time I'm going to speak in public. So my job this evening is to introduce a man who had this idea 2.5 years ago. 2.5 years ago, I think he had a little more hair and different glasses, but he was a brand new Alder. And he had this idea, and he supported it from the get-go. And without him, we wouldn't have this space. He's an asset to the libraries. He's an asset to our neighborhood. I hope he's our Alder for a very long time, because he's an asset to the city. I'd like to introduce Matt Fair.
Thank you, Alice. First thing I should say is I don't think my wife wants me to be an Alder forever. So. But wow, what a crowd. It's great to come from one neighborhood center that we just opened to another that we are finally finished with as well. So what a beautiful place, huh? As I said at the last time we opened the neighborhood center, this is truly a collaborative project. I mean, you don't even have to really say anything. Just look around and you know it's collaboration that's happening. And I think I got in late, but I think Alice probably said, there's not many places, certainly in the city and even around the country, where a library and a neighborhood center have come together to really create a space, even a small space like this. And I think this room that we're sitting in is kind of that symbolic joining of those two entities. But really what it represents is it's going to be a place for the community. It's a place for all members of the community, regardless of age, because we're going to have a lot of young kids mixing in with, a lot of older folks as well, and that's wonderful. We're going to have people of different colors, different races, different incomes, and that kind of thing. So that's the beauty to me. This kitchen, of course, is going to be wonderful for the educational opportunities that we'll have. There's all kinds of people that have been a part of this I'm actually not going to go through and thank all those folks, but really it's been a truly collaborative project. I've been amazed to truly been amazed to sort of see Alice and Joe's working relationship, and I don't know if it's a private relationship too, as far as friends, just grow. I mean, they've been really two peas in a pod. When it comes to designing and working on this, along with all kinds of other people from the city and engineering and architectural things and that kind of thing. So, but also the neighbors. There's been a lot of input from folks. I know I've heard it. I know others have heard it. So this is everybody's neighborhood center and community center. And then the last thing I'll just say is what we want to see. This is, to me, this is sort of the first step, I guess, of rejuvenating this shopping center. Our idea, hopefully, is that more folks will start coming to the library and using this place, and that will generate more foot traffic and then hopefully some more businesses to fill this center up. Maybe we can get that lot taken care of, and before we know it, we have a very vibrant area here. And I think that's what I've heard from constituents since the day I got elected. It's one of the main issues in this area is we want this place to be a place where it's vibrant, that everybody feels safe to come to, and everyone feels it's like their own, no matter who you are. So that's the goal, and we're on our way. So I don't know who I'm passing it up to next, or if I'm
passing
it to the mayor. To the mayor, perfect. So you're sitting with the mayor. I do just want to say one thing before I pass it off. So truly, actually, what happened is the people who own the shopping center came to me because I happened to be at a meeting where they were at and sort of said, we'd like to help you try to expand the library and maybe do the neighborhood center. And I took that to the mayor almost, I think, the next day. And he was open to the idea from the very beginning, and we had, you know, constructive meetings. And so he's been very, very supportive. So thank you to that. And here's Mayor Paul.
You mean, did I walk?
No, did you fly a plane?
I drove my car. It's 13 years old.
It's an Infiniti.
It's an Infiniti.
Can I have it when you're 16?
Can you have it when you're 16? What is your name?
Renee.
And where do you go to school?
Toki. I'm
going to go to school at Memorial High School. I'm not using the car then, we'll talk about it. But wait a second. Before anybody drives, how was their grades?
My grades are good.
Are any of your teachers here?
No.
Well.
Found them. Right there, with the bags.
We're always taking the applications.
That Mr. Hansel? All right, have a seat. Thank you. That's why we do this. That's why we build facilities like this. It's an opportunity for young men and women to have their dreams, maybe as small and tiny as one day having the mayor's car. I would suggest a better dream is to be mayor on your own, though there's plenty of other things you could do. Well, you know, the whole premise of this was, what does the neighborhood need and want in terms of change? And we were told very clearly that it was the library and the community center. So here we are. I got to tell you, 40 years ago, we made some innovations at the Central Library, which I thought were very creative at the time. And that was when we started loaning out tools to people who didn't have power drills and things of that sort. I never imagined that we would be a groundbreaker, literally and figuratively, many years later, in introducing a commercial kitchen stove into one of our libraries in a joint venture with the neighborhood center. But it just shows you the way libraries have changed over the years in response to what are the needs and what is the future of the young people in our neighborhoods. By the way, I gotta just tell some of you, if you can't see through the windows here, on and off, some of the librarians have been peeking through, sort of like peering over the fence at a ballpark. But librarians have changed as well. I can remember as a kid, the classical library. It was a beautiful building. It was majestic. It was imposing. There were thousands and thousands of books. I gotta tell you one thing, we used to sneak from the children's section into the adult section at times. But the big thing I'm trying to emphasize was the role of the librarians. The role of the librarians in terms of stimulating our interest in reading and exploring. Now, we were always told, shh, it was one of those kinds of libraries. And libraries still do try to have a certain amount of decorum. But when you look at how the space is used and you look at what happens, both for young people and for adults, computers, stoves, responses to social media, all the kinds of changes that we've made, particularly some that we see at the Goodman Library on South Park Street, we're really preparing both the young and the old for a changing society and what's going to happen in the future. I wish I could say that we could do it by ourselves, both the city, through the library, and the school district. But the reality of it is that the resources, our ability to raise the revenues, isn't there the way it used to be. That there are some folks who just don't understand the value of this kind of investment. That there is a return, not just to individuals, but also to the community. And it's benefits that we're going to see, hopefully for generations. It's young men and women literally wandering through the library, looking at shelves that they didn't know existed, finding books they didn't know existed, or coming into the community center and learning about places they could go and visit that they had not imagined. And to this day now, it's more important that we have our private sector partners, that they join in with us to fill that gap that has to be filled. Some of them are here today. Steve Goldberg, who's done so much work with CUNY's Foundation and has taken a leadership role in getting other foundations to realize the value. Tom Winfield from the Madison Community Foundation. Jim Imhoff, who went for coffee a couple of mornings with me and then walked in neighborhoods with Steve and myself a couple of times, who's not here today, played an important role in terms of redirecting resources. And so that's how this happened. There's many of you in the room who were inspiration, who worked with Matt, who worked with the staff here. I'm getting over a cold, you gotta excuse me. I think it's a signal I gotta stop talking. I got my tea here, but thanks. In any case, I just wanna thank all of you for making this happen. We're not done yet. Whatever you come up with next, we're ready to do it, and we're going to do it citywide. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. So I'm Joe Slessing. I'm the director of the Meadowood Neighborhood Center, and I have been on, I think at this point, about a six-week hiatus to care for our baby son Felix, who's in the back with my wife Julie. So if I look, I look relaxed as much as I am. If you want to relax, hold a 4-month-old kid all day every day for a few weeks and you'll get there. I'll keep my remarks brief, but it's, first of all, it's just really nice to look out and see so many familiar and friendly faces. I feel like I'm talking to my buddies, my community members. You know, for me, it's really, especially after weeks away, to come back, and I left at kind of the final throes of construction. So to come back and see, you know, Janice over here and Jody, our librarian friends on the other side of this space that is finally done, to see this a finished kitchen here where it used to be, you know, holes in the walls.
I don't know.
You remember Doug?
Yeah, we remember that you have the office in front of with
Douglas remembers my humble beginnings at the corner in the queue at the old place, and now I have my own office, so I feel like I'm one of the pioneers at Center Director. But so anyway, I won't thank all the specific people because there's just too many names to mention, and I'm one of many people speaking here, but I would like to say thank you to obviously the city, the school district, MSCR, Madison Public Libraries, and really just to everybody, all the other neighborhood centers that have supported us and kind of given us a template and a model of how to be and who to be. But really all of you guys, you know, we're here for you, and we're here because of you. So you, your neighbors, your friends, everybody in this community, that's who we're here for, and it's nice to see so many people turning out, so I look forward to working with you in the very near future. Thank you. And with that, I would like to introduce the ED of MSCR, Lucy Chapman. That's you.
I didn't know I was speaking, but no problem. I'll just say welcome. It's going to be really fun to see how this whole partnership works out, sharing space. It's great to see Joe off back for a couple days. Anyway, this is my new neighborhood center too, because I now live in nearby, so I actually come to the library about twice a week, so I can keep tabs on what's going on over next door too when I get out here. But thanks again to all of the designers too who worked with us and the
architects.
They did a great job. They did a great job listening to what you all wanted and what staff wanted, and helped us build this great place. So thanks to all them too. So I will now let Jen step in and do a couple of words. Jen Tito, our superintendent.
It's a real honor to be here tonight. I started, I don't even know this, a couple of years ago, and Reeve Dutifu, who's our head of safety and security, gave me my first full tour of Madison, and this is one of my stops. And it's amazing to walk back in here and see it absolutely transformed. I think all of you know that the school district is on a mission to make sure that every one of our schools is a thriving school among all of our students, not only graduating from high school, but being ready for college, career, and full participation in our community. And as the mayor mentioned, we cannot do that alone. We have to have partners. And this is an amazing example of what we can do when we work together in collaboration. It really is somewhat overwhelming. It's a beautiful thing. I'm somewhat distracted by the lions and tigers in the front row. I also want to thank everyone who's been a part of this, in particular the MSCR staff who works for MMSC, Lucy and her team. Can you give them a round of applause? Because of my role in the school district, I want to highlight how important this will be for the students who attend Toki, the students who attend Orchard Ridge, and the students who are going to be attending Memorial. It's going to be an incredible resource for those students and their families. I just can't say enough about it. I will make one last announcement, which is my 3-year-old son, when I ask him what he wants to be when he grows up, he says he wants to be the boss of
the mayor of Boston.
Don't be off. Don't be off.
Thanks, Superintendent. Madison Public Library has a foundation, and I don't know how many of you are familiar with it, but it's an organization that supports and raises money, and we could not do anything without our foundation. It is literally our foundation. And so this evening, Francesca from the foundation would like to say a few words. Jessica McNaughton.
President of the Madison Public Library Foundation.
Hey, Jessica.
Hello. And I would say I'm pretty jealous that you guys have this because 25 years ago when I was a student at Turkey, I just had the library to go to and help me see the project. So when
you said,
oh, my God. Mine's older than me, I don't want it. From that. And they kind of started a partnership. I actually, one of my first jobs was a junior counselor for MSCR at Marshall Park in Brooklyn.
We talked about words that were values that were endemic to both sides, and I think probably something at this point we need to come back to again. But we talked about things like community, literacy, respect, kind of all the things that encompass the idea of a library and the idea of a neighborhood center. So there are certainly places where we're divergent, but I think in more ways than not, we are trying to do similar things in the community. And so it's really exciting to be in a place that is just kind of taking out the barrier, and we'll see what we can do. So that's all I got to say.
Okay, thanks, Joe. So I think that's about it for this evening. What?
Do you want to say something?
Do you? Mr. Park, do you want to say something?
Mr. Tiger.
We'll talk later, Mr. Tiger. So thank you, everybody, for coming. Thank you for giving us this wonderful opportunity, and please visit us often. Thank you.